Air travel is making a comeback, and so are some of the things people hate about flying. But with a surge in passengers comes longer wait times, especially as the airlines and the TSA try to bring staffing levels back to 100%. American Airlines is asking employees at headquarters to volunteer to help fill in some of these staffing gaps.
Meanwhile, the TSA has hired about half of the 6,000 new screeners. Janelle Fort is live tonight in Atlanta with more.
Well, Adrian and Marnie, the numbers prove that air travel is well on its way back to pre-pandemic levels. We're here at Atlanta's International Airport. It's one of the busiest in the world. And for weeks, we've been telling you about issues that the industry is facing. And it's not unique just to this airport, but we're seeing the same thing across the country.
American travel on the verge of a comeback.
I was really shocked because we've traveled a couple of times and the airports have been pretty much not empty, but they haven't been busy.
TSA screenings almost at pre-pandemic levels. At least 1.5 million people passing through security checkpoints every day since May 25th.
We're super excited to be out and about traveling.
Demand is up so much, airlines can't refill positions for low due to COVID-19 fast enough. Some carriers now pleading for volunteers to fill the gaps. This week, American Airlines sent a memo to its workers for help with shifts at DFW Airport without pay. The move, similar to a Delta Airlines request last month, asking its employees to help with loyalty lounges at Atlanta's airport.
It's one thing to say we're operating at 100% capacity, that's to be able to operate for passengers or guests. But if you don't have the staff, that's not a good experience for anybody.
Backed up checkpoints across the country show how bad things are.
The airports, the TSA is terribly understaffed. They are wanting to hire 6,000 new agents.
The labor crunch fueled by pent up pandemic demand. Travel expert Peter Greenberg says it's not just airlines feeling the pressure.
And the average car rental prices now are astronomical, as much as $400 a day in some places. I was at a hotel 2 weeks ago where there was absolutely nobody in housekeeping.
So these are all issues that travelers are facing as they get out and scratch that itch from being in the house so long. So here's to hoping that the industry can get everything together. Guys, back to you.
I think it's going to take some time. There's a transition period going on. We're kind of turning the ship slowly.
We've been patient just a little while longer.
Yeah, absolutely. Patience is a virtue. Okay, well.